Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
So what celeb is still dissing people from the grave? I'll tell you in a minute, but first, George Strait received the Bob Hope Award for Excellence in Entertainment at the Medal of Honor Convention's Patriot Award Gala. The award honors performers who have displayed a commitment to the U.S. military through film, literature, or in this case, music. Congratulations, George Strait. A study by the University of Westminster reveals that watching scary movies can burn up to 200 calories per sitting. Yeah, forget doing cardio. Just watch scary movies. The study found that on average, the number of calories used increased by a third when you were watching scary movies. So here were the top three calorie burning films.
All right, let's hear it.
Number three was The Exorcist. Have you seen that, Michaelina?
Heck no.
Oh, it's scary. Check it out. Number two, Jaws.
Oh, I've seen that. And that is scary.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And number one, and for me, this is the scariest movie pound for pound, The Shining.
Mm.
You see that, Jack Nicholson?
You will not catch me watching a scary movie.
It is so creepy. And they just kind of, there's a new movie, I don't know if it came out, maybe it's coming out this weekend, that's kind of like a takeoff on that. The kid in The Shining as a grown-up. Ooh, it's scary. Check it out.
Which one is that one?
I don't know, but it looks terrifying.
Oof.
This is how legendary Prince is. He's been dead for 3 years, and he's still dissing people. His autobiography just came out yesterday. It includes a shot at two artists who probably idolize him, Ed Sheeran and Katy Perry. Prince says, quote, or said, I guess, quote, "We need to tell the music industry that they keep trying to ram Katy Perry and Ed Sheeran down our throats, and we don't like it no matter how many times they play it."
Oh, my gosh.
That's
jeez.
Do you think he said that? And he was like, "Don't publish this until I'm gone."
Yeah.
Just hold on to that quote.
I mean, it had to have been. I wonder if they have anything back to say. I'm going to look that up.
See if Katy Perry or Ed Sheeran
have anything to say back to that, because that is
Ed Sheeran
dissing.
Seems like a pretty nice guy, right?
Yeah, he's great, and his music is great.
Yeah, Katy Perry's kind of a loon. I don't know what she would say.
Right.
Prince, what's that?
Turn it up. 92.5 XTU.